tried a quick snapshot into the net. Here's a chance. Goal puts it in. What a pass by C.J. Eich, and the Huskies get their ninth goal of the game, second one for Gould.
Jack Prince also scored in that at 2:02 of the third period. Malcolm Gould gets his fifth of the season there. Chad Brears scores on the power play at the 12:56 mark. What were your thoughts on our penalty kill in that third period, Coach?
Well, we were just a little, I just thought, you know, we weren't very good. You know, we were just a little soft, a little tentative. They did a good job, though. They spread us out up top, and all they tried to do is get pucks through to the net, and they did, and obviously got a couple good bounces. And, you know, they scored the first one on Phoenix, and at that point we decided to take Phoenix out and put Matt Winches in to give Matt some game action. But I guess on Phoenix, the one that went in was just a, you know, they had, there's like three or four guys in front of the net on him. You can't see it. No. The guy just shoots it, and it finds its way into the net. So then the second one was just on a rebound where they outnumbered us down at the net. So, you know, and that goes to show you, Alabama Huntsville didn't fold the tent. They kept playing, and, you know, they were just playing probably to beat us in that period. I'm sure as a coach, that's, you know, I'm just assuming that's what he said, because anytime we get in a situation, you want to try and win the period. And, you know, I give them a lot of credit. They continue to play hard and continue to push us. And even though we had the big lead, you know, our guys continue to battle back. And, you know, I think Malcolm Gould is another player that we haven't really talked a whole lot about, but has really taken a big step forward for us. And he's got an unbelievable shot, and, you know, now he's got, I believe, like four goals in his last maybe
because he had two down in Bowling Green.
So he's really starting to come on for us and adding to that, you know, secondary scoring. And, you know, when you get Eich scoring and Neville scoring and Max Vallis scoring, I mean, Dennis Rick scoring, Jacob Johnson scoring, I mean, it makes us a dangerous team going forward.
Well, speaking of Max Vallis, gets his first career goal as a Husky.
Faceoff down in front of Matt Winches. Back to the point. Reinhardt with a shot blocked by the Huskies. Up to Max Vallis, who will scoop it up. Defender falls down. Vallis is in. 3-on-1. Shoot, score!
A sniper goal right there by Vallis.
Well, it was. He's got a good shot. He does that in practice all the time, so we weren't surprised. But Max had a few chances in this game, and what I like about it was the team was so happy for Max, you know, to get his first goal, and then that's great. I mean, they were really happy when Matt Winches went in the net, you know, to get some action, and obviously they were very happy for Max, and that's a good sign when your team is pulling for everybody else. You know, like I said, it means they're all together, and we have to all be together and on the same page, and we're getting there, and I think that's a good sign for us going forward, and good for Max. Max, like I said, he's missed all of last year, so he's just starting to get into game shape and game form, and he's going to be a valuable player going forward for us.
Very good. The Huskies finished off with a 10-4 victory, their biggest offensive output in, I believe, 21 years. I could be wrong on that, but I think it was Winter Carnival 1993 when the Huskies beat the Gophers 10-2. Now, the last time we scored 10 goals, I could be wrong on that. And for sure, the last time we scored 10 during Winter Carnival.
Well, someone will correct you, Derek, if you're wrong. Sure. I know we got enough hockey gurus out there and stats people, and they'll look it up, and they'll call us and let us know if you're wrong.
Yeah, but then the last time we had 9 goals, I think it was against Anchorage a few years back. But, yeah, big weekend for the Huskies. They end up 2-for-4 on the power play with 13 power play shots on goal, and UAH ended up with 2-for-3 on the man advantage, and we did give up the 4 goals. But as you and I talked about, the game does change a little bit in that third period.
Well, it does. But having said that, you know, it's good that we left ourselves some room for improvement, and we have some things to talk about today. You know, as good as we are and as important the wins are, you know, we can't give up 4 goals anywhere, anytime, and expect to win many games. So we're going to have to make sure that we take care of that end of it. First and foremost, we're going to score goals. We have enough guys who can score goals, even though we haven't early in the year. That's over and done with. I think we have some confidence now. We're on a little bit of a roll, so we have to play with a defensive mindset going into every game, and then we'll be able to do what we do on offense.
Head coach Mel Pearson breaks down his look at the playoff picture and the standings of the WCHA and what else happened around the league over the weekend. When we come back, the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 continues. And don't forget, you can email your questions to me right now, dj@themix93.com.
Come on, man.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes, sir.
And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourself. Besides putting on deodorant,
done.
I want you to appoint, elect, designated driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy to make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her, and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high your Budweiser for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
Holy brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach is going to ask, we're going to ask Coach what he thinks, first of all, about what happened over the weekend in WCHA play. In my opinion, most things went well for Michigan Tech outside of the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, as well as they did inside the McGinnis Student Ice Arena. And what were your thoughts, Coach, on, first of all, the Ferris State-Northern Michigan weekend in which Ferris State won both games?
Well, not surprised. I mean, Ferris is, you know, as we've seen them four times here, you know, recently. And they're a good team. They play hard. They've got some scoring, and obviously their goaltending is very good. And I think, you know, limiting Northern to two goals against, that's their MO. That's Ferris's MO. They play really well without the puck, first and foremost, and then, you know, worry about the scoring after that. Tough place to play. You know, no, we went down there and, you know, probably played as well as anybody, and we came out of there with no points. So not surprised by the results on the weekend.
A split between Anchorage and Lake Superior, probably not surprised there either.
No, you know, two teams really battling to for playoff position, so there's a lot at stake. And, you know, I know just looking at the records, Lake Superior State has done very well on Fridays and not as well on Saturdays. So, and that's what happened again this weekend.
And then you look at the Bemidji State-Minnesota State Series. It looked like Bemidji was going to pull a game out, but they didn't.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Minnesota State's only lost once at home. So Bemidji's down there and scrapping and clawing and trying to get position. And but, you know, for us, it's probably good that Minnesota State and Ferris win as many games going forward as they can, because they're playing a lot of the same teams we're battling for playoff position. So, you know, we watch that a little bit, but obviously we can't control anything. We just have to make sure we're taking care of our games and what we do, but it's nice to see you get a little help once in a while, too.
Northern Michigan, Lake State, and Alabama Huntsville, I believe, along with Ferris State, are the four teams that have games at hand on everybody. I think everybody else is even up, if I'm not mistaken, with 22 games
yes,
played.
Yes, yes, yes. So, and as we go forward, you know, teams will have a bye weekend here or there, so, you know, eventually it all ends up at 28 games. Our bye weekend isn't for another 3 weeks, so we'll have a weekend where teams are playing and have a chance to make points up on us. So that's why it's so important, our next four games, which are three at home, that we take care of business. We have to take advantage of these games and try to get as many points as we can going forward, so that when we have that week off, that, you know, we're in a comfortable spot where we can't drop too many positions. emotion. So, you know, we got a good opportunity. We're at home. You know, I think now that we played some home games, we're starting to get a feel how we need to play and play with that swagger and play with that home ice presence. And obviously, crowds were really good this weekend and really helped us. And that's important going forward. So I hope